Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Okay, we're going. All right, now we'll try it again. I tell you, this live radio can do anything. Sometimes it's at work, folks. We'll get into the broadcast in a minute. I want to show that our guest tonight, Pastor Doug Thornton, could not join us. I'm going to bring up a special guest here in a second. We're going to discuss what's coming up Saturday. This gentleman, Jim Harrison, is the one that started this whole movement of trying to get people awake to the natural family. Before we do that, though, don't forget we're offering the specials of the month, an excellent special for people that want to be somewhat of a Bible scholar. If you want to use some study books that I use all the time, when I'm studying the scriptures, that's the 1828 Noah Webster Dictionary that has a real meaning of English words, and gay does not mean homosexual in that dictionary. It doesn't. Understand that. So if you want the real meaning of words, this dictionary is a must. We also offer the Strong's Concordance, the Exhausting Concordance, so you understand better the meaning of words that you may not read normally, like in the Hebrew or the Greek. These are the two items I use to study Bible with a lot because they open my eyes to a lot of things that maybe I may overlook or not get in detail. So they're available, and we get a really good special. I mean, really good special, and I want you all to have a copy. $129.95 delivered, and about $25 that is shipping. I'm not making that up. These books are big, they're heavy, and postage is out of this world price-wise. I'm serious. So we want you to have it because I want you to have the books to be able to sell your Bible. Use the King 1611 King James Bible only. If you have a question about a word, take time to look it up. See what it means in the dictionary and in the concordance. You may be surprised to understand the Bible is so wonderfully written. And it's almost like you can't see the forest for the trees. But when you finally see the whole picture, you're in awe of the meaning of God's word. I mean, it's already an awesome book to read, but to understand the depth of his word is beautiful. Both these are available to you if you want. Just call 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448, and we'll do our best to get them to you. If you have to leave a message, somebody will call you back. You have to take care of your situation. If you have something, because after tomorrow, Lisa won't be answering the phones any longer because we're not getting enough phone calls to justify spending money to keep her working with us 4 days a week. We just can't do it. Finances are too tight, and I feel like I'm cheating people. when I'm using money that's not really come back in to support the ministry. So starting Friday, starting Thursday, we'll be answering the phones yourself, of course, here in the office. And Friday, Faith will be answering the phones when she's by the phone. But we will go back to you. Leave a message anytime. We'll go back to you. I promise. Now, as I've been talking about for the last month and a half, I cannot believe this coming Saturday is August 31st. Labor Day weekend coming up. And we are going to have a get-together at the Summersville, what's actually Nicholas County Veterans Memorial Park in Summersville, West Virginia. We're going to have a good time in the Lord and family time. It's natural family celebration event taking place that day. And we have lined out, I think, a fantastic lineup. I know two great singers are coming. We have Stephen and Marilyn Perry coming to sing. This guy can play about any instrument you can get your hands on. I mean, guitar, fiddle, banjo, whatever. He and his wife will be singing. The Brighter Side Quartet have been singing together for 50 years. They'll be there. The bass singer, I think, is 91 or 92 years old. Maybe a little older than that. I don't remember. He's still going strong. We're in for a great time with some wonderful gospel music. We're going to have time in between the singing and the speakers. Just stop. Bring your picnic lunch. Bring your lawn chair. There'll be some tables there. It may not be enough to go around. So bring your lawn chair. We're going to sit down and break bread together as a group with a little picnic and share some things and visit a while. Then we'll go back into a couple more songs from both of the groups. Then we'll go get Coach Dave to talk to us. And our guest tonight, we're speaking also, Jim Harrison will join us. We're going to have a good time in the Lord. It's going to be almost like a dinner on the ground camp meeting used to be many, many years ago. Please come and join us. Come and share God's perfect creation of God's natural family. Share that with us. And Jim Harrison, thanks for joining me tonight. I know it was late notice, but Doug texted me and said he couldn't be on tonight. And I thought, well, I'm going to see if Jim was going to discuss this coming Saturday because I'm looking forward to a good time, aren't you?
Yeah, I sure am. And thank you very much. Thanks for thinking of me. And thanks for all the work you've done. And all the work you've done to put this together. This is not easy. I know a lot of people. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you just fine, yes.
Yeah, I'm getting a little repeat here, but that's okay. A lot of people are involved in this. And this is, I was at a similar celebration in Wisconsin a month ago, and it was an absolute blessing. When you get people together and when you start talking about families and you get families together, it's like a family reunion, only it's a group family reunion. It's something, it's hard to explain, driving the public into this. It is incredible.
And one of the best things about it in my mind is going to be the fellowship. There'll be people there maybe that I never met before. They listen to the broadcast I haven't met before. Maybe people just drop by because when the singing starts, we're going to attract other people from the park there to come and join us, I'm sure, because they're going to listen to the singing. We want them to come and join us also. I mean, the fellowship, and I'm asking the Lord to send His Holy Spirit with us, to be with us and bless us in a way that we can bless others. And maybe actually gain some people's knowledge and increase their knowledge of what this creation is all about and how it works. That's what we're looking for, isn't it?
Amen, brother. You were talking about the Bible earlier, and the Bible records the laws of nature and nature's God. And it's made very clear. And when we talk about natural, and I want to get this out there, because when you talk about family and natural, people go, well, wait a minute. What about traditional? What about nuclear? Why not traditional? Why not nuclear? And the bottom line here is that natural is self-defining. You can change, and traditional family has changed, hasn't it? It used to be 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 kids. One man, yes. One woman. Lifelong committed monogamous relationship, and then it's changed with a 52% divorce rate and single parents. It's just but that becomes the traditional marriage. That becomes what they're calling now a nuclear marriage. Encyclopedia Britannica, if you look up the definition of nuclear family, you're going to see that it isn't just a man and a woman. It is two men if you want to be, two women. It's elastic. Natural is self-defining. One biologically born man, one biologically born woman, in a lifelong, committed, monogamous relationship. And that is a best practice, but it's also a natural result. And you do that, and you're going to be a lot better off. Look, children need a mother and a father. That's critical. Yes. And that is a spiritual law, by the way. They need, and when you take, and I know this from personal experience, when you take one of those out of the family, that child, I mean, it is an incredible vacuum that you just created, but you don't know. That child will do anything to fill that vacuum here on planet Earth, and you can't. You cannot. You can try to do it with drugs, with gangs, with sports, with sex. It doesn't make any difference. You cannot fill that gap when that parent is gone. And that's why it's so important that you recognize that initial one man, one woman, and the children. That's something that you have to have. And yeah, there are exceptions to that. There are exceptions, but they are not best practices. But by the way, we practice best practices all the time. When people are coming to the event, they're going to be driving on the right hand side of the road, right? And they're going to stop for stop signs. They're going to stop for stop lights. Why is that? Because it's a best practice. When you get away from that, bad things happen. To give you an example, those are best practices. Go ahead, please.
And that's what you say is true. And from the beginning, it was ordained this way. It wasn't something that just started after creation a thousand years later. In the beginning, God created a family as a nucleus for all civilization. Without family, without a solid family unit as a nation, you have no nation. You have chaos. That's why you have so many unwanted pregnancies today. Young girls getting pregnant because their daddy's not there to fill the gap for what a man does to make the young lady feel secure and teach her what a man is. I know this from personal experience. I've been preaching, oh gosh, over 50 years and pastoring amongst all that time also. And I've seen so much hurt because of husbands or wives messing a family up. Maybe both of them together, maybe one causes the main problem. But then I watch your children suffer for this. They become unruly. They become very insecure. They start acting up, trying to get attention. I've seen this, brother, and I know what we're saying here. So we're going to celebrate God's creation of a home of love, compassion, union in God, teaching the children the love of God and how to walk righteously in a world that's full of wickedness. If we could do that as a nation again, Brother Jim, we could turn this country around.
Yeah, we have to do that. We have to do that. By the way, intelligent men have noted this because Aristotle argued over 2,000 years ago, the family formation precedes the formation of any kind of politics. While governments, welfare programs, and good fortune come and go, families remain the stabilizing force that sustains individuals and enables community. And that's why societies with strong families inevitably become destitute. Without strong families, become destitute, degenerate, and dangerous. And I can tell you that if you look past through history, Aristotle, Christ, the Bible, what Jim Harrison is saying, you're going to find out the nations that forgot the content of the family, the place of the family in society, it should be at the head of the table. And it's not. The state is now the daddy.
True. They've come right in and tore up families. They separated families. We've given them authority to do that, and without even knowing we did it, they substitute themselves in the place of the daddy or mommy. And my goodness, this society is paying hell for that.
It is. And we're sinking, Butch, because we have lost the family, the natural family. And again, self-defining folks. This isn't the today's nuclear family or modern family or what the traditional family has become. This is by design the natural best practice for families, but also for nations. And look, just look at, you know, you hear a lot of communities complaining about, well, they don't have an opportunity here and they don't have an opportunity there. If you look closely into that community, so I'm going to tell you almost per community, you're going to find out there's problems with the family there. Probably if they have a father, it's an abusive father, or they're in an abusive relationship. It's unnatural. It's just absolutely unnatural. And whenever I see these kids on the street, whatever they're doing, they're breaking the windows and stealing, et cetera, the first place I go to is, I wonder where the parents are. I wonder where the parents of these children are.
I totally agree. And it's a sad situation that parents today are no older spiritually and mentally than what the children are. They're still young in their mind. They don't responsibility. So this is the sad part of it. So folks, this coming Saturday, if you're anywhere that you can drive to Somerville, West Virginia, I wish you'd come and join us and say hi to us and spend some time with us. Bring along a sandwich and we'll sit down and we'll break bread together. Bring along a lawn chair in case all the tables are full. And let's listen to some good gospel singing. Coach Dave's going to speak. Jim's going to speak. And I'm looking forward to just spending a time with my family, my family and God, as well as my natural family. My wife be there, and I'm hoping that maybe my grandchildren, someone might be there. But I want to be there. And this year, Jim, by the grace of God, and I mean this for the glory of God, Marsha Jean and I have been married 53 years come November. I know that's not a record, but in today's society, that's a long, long time to be married.
Amen. Comparatively speaking, absolutely. That's almost really like an impossibility.
and you know, we love each other more now than we did 20 years ago. Now, I know that sounds silly, and we need each other more now than we did 20 years ago. We rely on each other more than we ever did. So that's the way God meant for the natural family to be. And we reared three sons. They're not perfect men. They're still people. But all of them are good moral individuals. And two of them are married. And I have six grandchildren and three great-grandsons. And my youngest son is 46 and still not married. But, you know, so it's just we've been blessed. But we were blessed not because we were good, but because we tried to obey our father and listen to what he said and how to rear our family and try to teach them right and wrong. We had Bible study in the house. We really did. We had prayer on the coffee table every morning before we went different ways. So I'm not taking credit. All glory to God. I was just a servant trying to do what I knew was best for my family. And I'm so thankful that I did. After 53 years, I still enjoy holding my wife, Marsha Jean's hand. Isn't that corny?
I love it. I was thinking about when I graduated from college and I worked my way through school. Didn't come from, you know, an affluent family, and I was really proud of myself. And I got into the business world, and I was really doing well. And you know, I had it together. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm tough stuff. All right, you just can't beat me. And then I had a child, and I just found out how dumb I was overnight. I'm going, hey, yes. Doesn't this thing come with an instruction manual? No, it's self-teaching. And what breaks my heart is the children that are growing up now that don't want children. They don't know what are children going to do for me. They don't want them. And one of the things that I learned by having a child is I thought I was intelligent, but I just learned how dumb I was. But here's what else I didn't know. I didn't really know what love was. Now, I know you love your wife, okay? But until you have children, I don't think you really understand what love is. It changes.
It's a different kind of love that will change you. Even your wife's love changed you. Children's love changed you in a different direction. It's a different kind of love. And once they're here, They seem like they've always been here. You can't imagine not being around.
Amen. Amen.
You know, that's a beautiful part of a family. And to sit down and eat together at a table, I never was a wealthy man, but my boys always had plenty to eat and had a roof over their head and clothes on the back. We're very thankful for that. We sat down at the table and share each other's day and watch them eat their meals because they were good eaters. That just blessed my heart that my father provided for me to take care of them. It really did bless my heart. So yeah. We want to share these blessings, folks. If you're out there tonight and you listen to this program, you think these guys are nuts. I mean, I'm happy with what I'm doing, and I don't want families tonight. Or maybe you're fighting the urge to be a homosexual, and you're thinking, I can't go that direction. That's not who I am. Yeah, it is. Satan's trying to deceive you. It is who you are. That's how you're created. That doesn't mean that you don't have temptation to fight. We all have different temptations. I mean, somebody who was an alcoholic may still fight the idea of wanting booze. Somebody who's a drug addict may fight the temptation of drug, but they know they've been changed. They're trying to serve Christ. So, yes, you can, by the grace of God, stick to what's right and do what's right. And I don't know how else to say it, Jim. By his grace and by his grace alone, I'm able to walk as a man that I pray is doing his will. It's by his grace only, not by my goodness, but by his grace.
I'm with you, Butch. I'm definitely with you. And by the way, you're mentioning some of the aberrations of men. One of the huge one is that men are polyamorous. That means many loves, folks. Many loves. And that's one of the biggest thing that men fight against is remaining monogamous in that relationship because there's just a strong desire. And I won't take it any further than that, but there's a strong desire not to be with just one woman. And most men are that way. I don't understand that from a biblical standpoint, Butch. I know it's there.
It is there because we're still men. Women are still women. I mean, that temptation can be there. And only by trusting our Father and asking Him to help us overcome these things can we stay faithful. But the reward of that is phenomenal.
Yep.
It's phenomenal. But there's no man or woman above temptation. Even Christ is tempted without sin. So we can all be tempted, but we don't have to give in to it. That's a key factor. Some men I've talked to think it's a sign of manhood to get other women. That's not a sign of manhood. A real man can keep one woman happy and pleased all of her life, and she's content to be with him. That's what a real man is. A real man is not your sleeping with her thing. They'll say yes. He's making one woman content and happy and love him and want to be with him. Yep. That's what a real man is. And they're scarce.
Yes, but we're not asking for them. Folks, if you have children, homeschool them. How much would you pay after 12 years of the indoctrination government-run schools give them? How much would you pay? How hard would you work to get those children back to you? To have restate your authority over them? After 12 years of indoctrination, most kids, their daddies is the state. They believe they're entitled. They believe they're victims. And they don't want to hear you say anything other than that. And they're smarter than you are, guaranteed. At least they think that.
Oh yes, yes. That's a sad part. You can't undo what you've already done, folks. Yeah. Don't let that happen. Don't let it happen. And yes, we're talking about this coming Saturday. I mean, this wasn't a planned program for tonight, but I feel this is so important that we understand this pure concept. And I'm convinced, Jim, that you're somewhere in this audience because we go worldwide. Either live right now or maybe a repeat broadcast over the weekend. People are listening to this who maybe are going through this temptation we mentioned. Maybe some man is fighting the urge to be with another woman, or maybe already has and wants to stop it. It can be done if you put your trust in Christ and repent of what you've done. It won't be easy. No one said it's easy, but it's worthwhile. The rewards are worth it all. I wish I could somehow relay what's in my spirit to everybody listening right now and a peace I feel knowing that for 53 years I've been faithful to one woman and we are the best of friends. We're still lovers. Oh, yeah, she thinks I'm still hot. I mean, so these things are all part of the glorious
Must be love,
God. It has to be. but these are the rewards you reap. So the natural family is what we're talking about, folks. If you can drive a distance to Somerville, come and join us Saturday. Go ahead, Jim.
It's a the Bible says where there's no vision, the people perish. We have lost the vision of the we're talking about the biblical family, folks. Come on. Natural and biblical are one and the same. They just are. And you have to appreciate, have that as a vision. Now, there's no perfect marriage. There's no perfect society. There's no perfect man. But you have something to shoot for as versus this anything goes, what are children going to do for me? And, boy, that's a nice looking. Anyway, this is getting very serious, and I don't want it to get serious because a good marriage is an elevation of you and another person as one entity. And, yes. And you're that way, I'm that way with my wife. And it's just, it is an incredible experience. And especially when you have the children on that, because that's like a booster rocket when you have the children. It forces you to work together, folks. It does force you to work together.
And it's hard people sometimes believe this, but even adult children. My oldest son will be 50 next month. The other one's 48, one's 46. They still feel the security of having mom and dad together. That still makes them feel secure.
Yes, it does.
And I know with my mom, they were faithful to the end. And that their security, knowing that mom and dad loved each other and we're together. That's something that has been lost in America. If the two people have babies, even married at all. It's remarkable today because over half the people that live together are not married. So that the security of a relationship in a marriage really keeps his children stable throughout their whole lives. It does. And it helps them want to build their own relationship. Folks, after the break, we'll take phone calls. You want to talk to us, give us a call. Love to hear from you. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Don't go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the Manna Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the Manna call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you. You can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. superiormountainherbs.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All right, folks, we are back. Jim, talk to Jim Harrison, the original starter of the Natural Family Celebration days that they started in Wisconsin, like I said, about a month and a half ago. And if you will come and talk to us tonight, I know this is not was not a planned broadcast, but I'm enjoying this because this is kind of off the cuff, totally off the cuff, and we're just trying to share our thoughts and while we're doing this Natural Family event, the celebration. If you'd like to chime in and say something, please do so. Understand, this broadcast is I may be the host. It's not my program. It's an always broadcast. So if someone in your heart tonight you want to share, ask any questions, even if there's spiritual questions you want to ask us, please feel free to call and talk to us. You are part of the family. If you're listening to this broadcast right now, you're part of the family. I know a lot of y'all listen up in all over the Northwest over the weekends when it's rebroadcast on ACN. I know that, and you can't call in. But I want you to know that you're part of the family also. Please don't feel like we're here and we're doing this and we're some kind of celebrity because we're not. Not even close to that. We're just common, two ordinary men trying to do something to glorify our Father and help stabilize society a little bit anyway, because our nation is literally going to hell morally. It's bankrupt. We want to show the people the blessings of doing what's right. The blessings of God's natural way and the natural family we want to celebrate this weekend. So the phone lines are open, 844-769-2944. Jim, what do you say? Go ahead.
You were really cutting out on me. I don't know whether Todd noticed that or not. But I want to talk about the natural family. I want to give the website out, naturalfamilystrong.com, naturalfamilystrong.com. What we're trying to do is to impress on Americans and the world, if you will, the critical importance of the family. We've always already defined it, the natural family, that's key. But what we've done, which I think is, I'm not smart enough to think of this. This comes from our Creator. But what we've done and what we're doing is, every year we go to municipalities or a state, and the state of New Hampshire, by the way, did this year, which flabbergasted me. You don't know, do you ask? But what we're trying to do is get municipalities or businesses, and especially churches, to celebrate a Natural Family Month from bookends, folks, from Mother's Day in May to Father's Day in June. And first week is Mother's Week. The second week is Children's Week. Then we have Grandparents Week. We have Extended Family Week. By the way, it's the most inclusive celebration you could ever run into. And then it ends on Father's Day, the other end of the bookends. And what it does, it is a positive reminder, if you will, but a positive force that can come up against all this other insanity. And I think you all know what happens in June, all this other insanity that we face, and not just June, but there's other holidays, et cetera, that this particular group and other groups are pushing. But I can tell you that if you want to know where somebody is, whether they're a Christian, whether they're a conservative, if you want to know where they are, ask them what they think about a natural family month. Describe it to them. Ask them what they think of it, and be it a pastor, be it a politician, be it somebody from the LGBT community. After you do that, step back and watch. You will be absolutely amazed. It is a litmus test. Trust me, it is a litmus test. When you go to your pastor and you ask him about this, or you go to a politician and you ask them about this. I have a lady from Tulsa, Oklahoma. And we have, when you go to our site, you'll see our natural family banner, which has the it's encircled a heart, red heart, with a blue father, a pink daughter, a blue son, and a pink mother inside of that, pointing to the heart, celebrating our natural family. Envision that yellow background and then the red heart and the other colors. Okay? That, I talked to a lady about a month ago who was pulling out of the driveway, one of her friends, and she saw the sign and she just stopped. I mean, it hit her. And what she did is she went to the local printer, and on the back of her card that she was running for city council for, on the back of her card, she put the natural family banner, a copy of it on the back of the card.
Hey, man.
If you were
I'm still breaking up. Am I still breaking up or doing better?
You're still breaking up. You're doing better. No, you're doing better. I don't know about me.
Okay, but go ahead. Finish your thought.
I'll show you this card when I get down to West Virginia with you, brother. But it is just incredible. You see that they're running for the city council, and you flip it over, and it's like bang. I mean, it is just an incredible impression. And if you talk to somebody that's running for, look, I would love to see this nation. Ronald Reagan had an executive order. And I can't remember what the number is, but that executive order basically said to his staff that if you do anything that is negative to the natural family, don't. If you're looking at a law and it's going to hurt them, don't do it. If you're looking at a law that's going to usurp a parent's authority, don't do it. That was a Ronald Reagan executive order. I would like to see a national law, constitutional law, that protects and encourages the natural family. And I can guarantee
we need that so badly. We need that so bad. We're losing ground at natural family. We got to take it back. Go ahead.
Amen. Yeah. And I can guarantee you there would be a change in this nation. Now, there might be a little volcano eruption every now and then. And that's because, look, as Christians, we paint ourselves in a corner. As conservatives, we paint ourselves in a corner. And then when we get our feet wet, we complain. We are incredible complainers. I use the example of, you have a neighbor that has this huge German Shepherd. And that German Shepherd's come over in your yard, and you know what that German Shepherd's going to do, right? Well, that German Shepherd does its business and then walks back over in the neighbor's yard. Then you complain. We have to stop doing that. We have to start being more positive about things. And the natural family movement is one of those things. It is not the thing, okay, but it is one of those things that will push us in the right direction. And please prove me wrong. I'd love for you to do that, but you can't. Because it's, look, yeah. any psych, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Any psychologist, any historian, any criminologist, go to your prison systems. Ask the prisoners about their family life. You shouldn't be shocked. Most of them don't have one, and especially when it comes to the father.
That's true.
Go ahead, Butch. It's your show, not mine.
That's very true. No. Tonight, as much yours as mine. And we'll get to Matt in Texas. Matt, hang in there. We'll get to you in a second, I promise. But you know, I want to say this also, an extension of the family in God's family. When you're a born-again believer and your love for others has changed into the kind of love that Christ said it should be, for example, as men, we're to love the older women as we would our mothers and the younger as our sisters. With the love, that doesn't mean we don't love them. We love them, but they're family. They're natural family in God's family, and that is
a
special thing. Yes, it's special in itself. It's pure in itself, and it's a wonderful. I hate to use the word feeling. Experience may be better to know that when you hug your sister in Christ, it's a hug of pure love and respect, and that is a beautiful thing. That's why I'm looking forward to this coming Saturday. Maybe meeting somebody they haven't met before, and there's brothers and sisters in Christ, and get to meet them face to face and share the love of God between us. That is a beautiful thing. Let's go to Texas and talk to Matt. Matt, are you there?
Hey, Pastor Butch. How you doing?
Hello, Matt.
Hello Pastor Butch. Oh, I'm doing good. I wanted to call in tonight. I was listening to your show, and I'm holding in my hand a book called The Naked Communist, and the author was an FBI agent, Cleon Skousen. And in the middle of the book is a list of 45, they're actually goals for back in the late 50s of the communists for, and on the 40th goal, it says, discredit the family as an institution, encourage promiscuity and easy divorce. And then 41, it says, emphasize the need to raise children away from the negative influence of their parents. So that's who's behind all this. That's who's destroying the home, is these communists. And it's and they're still in power. I mean, they're in power now. You know, that's what we have. Kamala Harris, she's a homegrown communist, you know. So this is the battle we're facing. And they want to destroy the family, and they are destroying the family. So, but it's been in works a long time. I got the book right in my hands here. So,
it has been. Clear back in the 50s, and it was a time of innocence compared to today, but it started back in the 50s. I'm just a boy. I had no idea. And looking back now, I can see, especially in the 60s, it started coming in this country very strongly. You know, Matt, I wish one was far away. Come and join us this weekend.
Yeah, I wish I could. It sounds like it's going to be a good time.
It's going to be a good time. I mean, it really is.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good time. But you're right. You're right. This started many, many, many years ago, but it really started hitting this country heavy in the 60s with the hippie movement and the free loving and the drugs, and it went downhill very rapidly after that. And I know this because I lived through that period of time. We went from shows like Father Knows Best and Leave It to Beaver to oh my, I won't even name the other programs coming on TV. They're filthy. So this is what we're facing today. Yeah. But that's why we're approaching this with an attitude of showing what our Heavenly Father intended us to do and be. Anything you want to add to that, Jim?
No, I get that. And something that sparked my attention is what Satan seeks to destroy, he first corrupts. And that's exactly what we've seen happen to the family.
Good point.
Right.
Good point. Anything else, Matt, you want to add?
I think that's it. Pastor, thanks a lot for letting me put in my 2 cents. Good night.
You're more than welcome. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. Folks, the line's open, 844-769-2944. Matt brought forth a very important point, folks. They knew how to undermine a society that was more or less a freedom-loving people, and how to make him selfish and self-centered and destroy the unit of the family, because when the family is strong, the nation is strong. When they destroy the family, they're taking down a nation. And it's amazing now to see that the morals of two nations flip-flop. We went to be the great Satan, I guess you could say it, and now Russia is turning more conservative, if you will, and more moral. It's amazing. But, folks, we've got to come together now and show what a natural family really is. And maybe show somebody what they're missing, even with the love that's in a natural family. I don't know else to put it, Jim. I wish I did, but I have no idea how to put it clearer than that. Because this is all about trying to help people see the truth and help them change their minds and come in the right direction. Is that a good way to put it?
Yeah, but we have to also create an environment where this can exist, and that's part of the problem we have as well. And that's where the church comes in, by the way, helping to create an environment where Christian thoughts, ideals, and leaders can get traction in the marketplace of ideas. This can't be done alone with you and I, Butch, in West Virginia. That isn't going to happen. The church has got to wake up and go. It's a twofold problem, by the way. The church has a problem because the families in the church are broken. So that means the church is broken. But the pastors can't take that leadership role that they have, and they have that leadership role, and they're gonna have to gamble. Okay, they have to gamble now because they're gonna think, man, how many congregants am I gonna lose if I get up and start telling the truth about the family? And they're counting the costs. I think it's biblical, isn't it? Something about counting. Anyway,
yeah, it is.
They're counting the cost. It's going, nah. Here's what I think the reasoning is. You know, well, at least I have a church here, and we'll still be able to operate, and we'll still have enough money to operate, and somebody come in the door, and we can save them. Or they're sending foreign missionaries out. If there's ever a need for missionaries in any country, it is the United States of America.
Amen.
Now.
Amen. Amen. But you know, you say count the cost. We need to count the cost of not doing this.
That's part of the cost, yeah.
I mean, well, I'm not doing it. I mean, look what has cost our nation. Look at our children.
Yep.
Look at the cost because the church didn't stand for righteousness and teach the natural family and the laws of God in the family. Look what it's cost our next generation coming up. My goodness, Jim, it's hard to imagine that we now have children, and I know this for a fact. We have businesses around here. Long John Silver's is one of them who can't stay open full time because they can't find help. Now that's sad, but the work ethic is dying off because that's part of the natural family foundation, and teaching is teaching children how to work and take care of themselves and provide for others. But that's been falling away for a long time. Now we're reaping the fruit of that, if you will. Of course, the COVID nonsense didn't help anything, but it sure did change a lot for small businesses in our area.
But the COVID was an opportunity, and we have to. I came from an environment, Butch, early on from a very broken home, and I saw behind every rainbow there was a cloud. I mean, that's all I saw all the time.
Uh-huh.
I'm living now in that age, by the way, where I can turn on Fox News and they're doing my work for me. But I at one point I said, okay, you can complain about something, but you have to have a possible solution for it. And when COVID came around, it presented opportunities for us to be witnesses, for us to be good Christians, for us to be good fathers, for us to be good family leaders, for us to be good church leaders. And we blew it.
We blew it big time.
As a corporate, as a church corporate, we blew it. As a family corporate, we blew it. But
the church failed miserably. That was a test, and we failed miserably. The church as a whole failed miserably. Yeah, but the church failed miserably. They obeyed governors instead of God. But go ahead. You're making a very good point there. We have got – but no matter what, we have been an example. No matter how bad things get, our job is to be an example to the world. That's what we're here for. Is that not true?
Yep. Yeah, and that's why I'm doing what I'm doing with the natural family. What you hear from me is positive moves. I'm not complaining about this, that, or the other. I'm saying, let's put this up here, and let's compare it with what we already see. Side-by-side comparison, okay? Let's take a look at this, which has worked, best practice, and let's take a look at this, and look at the mess it's creating right now, and suicides, et cetera. No children. Let's compare those. And then you tell me what's the best way to go. And I, by the way, I did that with COVID. I went to Meijer up here. I think they're from Michigan, but they're a store, grocery, and kind of hardware retail type store. And they were the only place around that you could get by with not having a mask on. So what I did with Meijer, because they would let me go without a mask, is I bought gift certificates from Meijer. $20 gift certificates, And when I was running around the store and I would see somebody with, okay, I was walking around the store. Okay, I was just walking, not running. When I was walking around the store and I would see somebody with a mask on, no mask on, I'd go up to them and Butch, I'd say to them, you know what? It's nice to see a face. And I'd hand them that $20 gift certificate.
Wow.
One of them. Yeah. That's an opportunity. That was an opportunity, Butch, to do something positive.
Amen.
It's always out there. We have to look for it. I don't always find it, okay? I don't always find it, but I've been God has gifted me with a natural family, and he's gifted with me with starting to look at the positive side of things. And that's what I love about Coach. And you look at it. Don't go there to hear me speak. Go there to hear Coach speak. Because what you need right now is a positive coach, somebody that can tell you that you're going to win, somebody that can speak that into existence, as versus what we hear on Fox and every place else is things are going to hell, bang, 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 bang. It's just getting worse and worse and worse and worse. Same thing over and over and over and over. And I think they're speaking that into existence. Coach, on the other hand, is going to tell you we're what? We're winning. What? We're winning. If you show up for a ball game or a sporting event and you think that the other team is better than you and you think you're going to lose, guess what, folks? You're going to lose. You have to walk in with positives. I think we can win with a natural family. I think we can win with some other efforts out there. I believe that to be. I believe that God's power can come in what we're doing, not just a natural family, but what else you're doing. And if you believe in him and you believe in that spirit, you will win. And Coach sends that message much better than I can.
Amen. And the promises of the world beyond this world are still there too. Hallelujah. Let's talk to Daryl in Pennsylvania. Daryl, come on in. Welcome.
Yeah, you're a little bit low on the volume for me, but I just wanted to praise and thank the Lord for Pastor Butch and Marcia Jean and Call to Decision Ministries and for Pastor Butch's great technician, Phil Hudock, and his wife, Lynn. They're all such a blessing to me, and so is some listeners, such as Gary and Donna Roby. And so please, folks, please pray for all of these folks. And Pastor Butch, your technician, Super Tech, Phil Hudock, thinks that one of the best documentary films he's ever seen is American Jesuits. You mind if I give out the phone number so people can order that?
Go ahead.
Okay, it's 888. Now this is toll free, of course. So 888-780-5049. It's called American Jesuits. Again, it's 888-780-5049, and I consider Chris Pinto a very, very good friend. And so I just want to thank you again, Pastor Butch, for the great guests that you have on and for being faithful to Call to Decision Ministries all these years. And please, everybody, pray for Pastor Butch and Marcia Jean and for Call to Decision Ministry, please. Thank you both, gentlemen. God bless you.
Thanks for the call. What a sweet call. Thank you so much. All right, let's go to BK right here in West Virginia. BK, come on in.
Howdy, Butch.
Hey. I'll see you Saturday.
Yes. Yes, sir. I'm heading that way.
If you get there a little bit early, Phil can use some help. I'll let you know that up front.
All right. And howdy to you, Jim.
Well, thank you very much. Same to you. Thanks for calling in.
I'm bringing up a Gadsden flag up there, and I know we ain't celebrities, but I wonder if I could get y'all to sign it to remind me of the time. I'll put it up there in a special place here at the house.
If you want us to sign it, we'll do it for you, but we appreciate that. That's an honor to us. Thank you.
All right. And hey, I was going to say something else here. Y'all was talking about history just now, and what was it you said, Jim, about Ronald Reagan?
He had an executive order, and I don't have it handy, but it was an executive order that protected the natural family. He didn't use the term natural family, but that was the term that's what he was talking about. This is back in the 70s.
He was the first divorced president.
You know, he was.
I thought he was the first divorced president and signed the no-fault divorce out in California.
He was, but guess what? I was divorced.
He did.
I was divorced. But, you know, things change.
Okay.
Things change.
Okay. Yeah. I want to say something to you, Butch, and you too, Jim, about the situation. You were talking about nobody working at Long John Silver's.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if that could be because women are doing jobs like driving, holding the signs, they're in the Marine Corps, they're making $25, $35 an hour. I mean, who's supposed to work at Long John Silver's? Us?
Well,
I mean,
you know, that's a good
role
point.
Feminism played in breaking up the natural family?
That's a very good point. Yes, you're right. A very good point. That's not biblical at all. It's not biblical at all. You're right. Good point, yeah. BK. Good point. Anything
else
you want to add to it?
Well, God bless you guys.
Well, if you show up early there Saturday morning, I mean this seriously, Phil needs some help. He's going to be there about 9 or so, 9:30. If you show up early, he'll be tickled to death to see you.
All right, Butch. I'll try to do that,
all right,
sir.
All right. I'll see you Saturday, my friend. Folks, we're down about the last, about a minute. Jim, what do you want to say in closing?
Well, I want to thank everybody for listening, and please take heed to what we're talking about here. This is biblical, folks. This isn't Jim, and this isn't Butch. This is what the Bible says, and we're just trying to translate it into 21st century terms.
All right. Well, Jim Harris, I'm looking forward to meeting you Saturday. That evening for dinner. I'm looking forward to it. It's Friday evening. I want you to have a good couple days. I'll see you in a few days.
Looking forward to it, brother.
All right, my friend. Take care. Folks, I don't know what else we can add to that. I mean, we're doing our best to encourage anybody we can to come join us if they can at all. But even beyond that is to maybe help you understand what we're trying to do here. We're wanting to get the idea of what God created to be normal, natural, into the people's eyes to see that there is hope for people who return to Christ. There is beautiful hope for that. We'll be back with you tomorrow night, if you're willing. So hang in there, folks. Talk to you then. Bye-bye.
Pick up your sword and shield. On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csetalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.